We are thrilled that you joined us today. The message you're about to hear is filled with the life-changing power of God's Word. We would love for you to share with us how God has impacted your life through this message. Visit us at riverrochester.com or attend any of our services at the River Church in Brockport, New York. Thanks again for joining us, and we hope that you enjoy today's message.
By this we know that we abide in him and he in us because he has given us of his Spirit. He abides in us, and we abide in him. The King James Version says we dwell in him, and he dwells in us. Do you know who you have dwelling on the inside of you? We have him, the greater one, the great I am, the overcomer, dwelling on the inside of us, living in us, bringing life to us, quickening our mortal body. We have Jesus. God living inside of us. We abide in him, and he abides in us. In the spirit man, our spirit can commune with his spirit. So tonight, let's commune with him. Let's just commune with him tonight. You know, tonight's just going to be a different service. I don't have a planned out word for you tonight. I don't have 3 points for you. I don't have funny stories to tell. Sorry to disappoint. But the presence of Jesus is here. I felt for these Wednesday nights, I've been praying about, what do we do about Wednesday nights, Lord? What do we do about Wednesdays? Because Wednesdays is where believers come. Everyone in here is a believer tonight, right? Is everyone a believer? Amen. And I think that when we have these nights where believers come together, especially on Wednesday nights, we can do things a little differently, that we can just flow with the Holy Spirit. Sunday mornings, we might have some unbelievers that come in here, and we do things a little differently on Sunday morning. But Wednesday nights, let's do things a little differently. Let's just follow the Holy Spirit and let's do what He wants to do. Let's follow His direction, amen? Amen. I believe that God's going to use you tonight and even in other Wednesday nights. That God wants to use you, that God wants to activate every member of His body. You're a member of His body. You're a member of the body of Christ. That means you're connected to Him. Jesus is the head of the church and you're connected to the head. He's put things inside of you that He wants to use. He's given gifts unto men. He's put gifts on the inside of you that He's going to use. So tonight, I want you to open up your heart, open up your spirit to receive from Him, to be ready to be used by Him, however He directs us. We're going to follow the direction of the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen. You guys know me, I love the Word. I'm obsessed with the Word. I'm obsessed from teaching from the Word, and we're going to have some Word tonight, but we're just going to flow in the Holy Ghost. Paul talks about praying in tongues in the church, and he says that when the believers come together, that we can pray in tongues. But when unbelievers come in, we don't pray in tongues unless someone interprets. And they're to be assigned to the unbeliever. But you all told me you're all believers here tonight, right? So we're free to pray in the Spirit. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, when I was a teenager, I was so infatuated just with being in the presence of Jesus. We had this home group, and I know if you're in the Bible school, what we talked about home groups, sometimes home groups are just ways for people to have their own little kingdom. But sometimes a home group can be a really good thing. When I was a teenager, my family and a few other families, we would get together in a home, my uncle's house, and we would just come there just so hungry, so desperate, just to touch the hem of Jesus' garment, just to get into his presence for one more touch, just to put a demand of the anointing, just to come and seek him, to seek his face. And if you've never experienced the presence of God where you've just not really been able to control yourself, where you get a little bit undignified, maybe tonight's your night. Maybe you should stop holding so hard onto your dignity. Maybe you just got to let loose and let the Lord touch you. We have Jesus abiding in us. You're a believer. Whether you're baptized in the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues or not, you have Jesus abiding on the inside of you. Then why is it that some people receive more than others? You see, Jesus, his presence, the Holy Spirit, he abides with us in our spirit, and you have to learn how to yield to the Holy Spirit, because he doesn't come to you in your mind. You can sit here tonight and you can try and figure everything out, but really, the ways of the Spirit go beyond our mind. They go to your heart. Thank you, Jesus. Kuri andarabakasi andarabasite. Jesus, we're so hungry and thirsty and desperate for you. We're desperate for your presence, Lord. We're desperate for your anointing. We're desperate for your leading. Holy Spirit, have your way here tonight. Kandaramakasi andarabakusotori andarabasanda. Touch every heart, Lord. Touch every hungry heart here tonight. Touch every hungry heart here tonight, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 1 and verse 5 in the Amplified says this, For our preaching of the glad tidings, the gospel, came to you not only in word, but also in its own inherent power and in the Holy Spirit and with great conviction and absolute certainty on our part. It came to you not only in word, but also in its own inherent power in the Holy Spirit with great conviction. Hallelujah. Preaching and demonstrations of the Spirit go hand in hand. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 16. Turn there with me if you're able to. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 16. It says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Verse 19, do not quench the Spirit. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not quench the Spirit. When I read that tonight, I just kept thinking, have we quenched the Spirit? When you read about the book of Acts and the way that things took place, and you read about revival, about the way things have happened in history, where people did great and powerful things with the presence of God, with the Holy Spirit, it made me ask the question, have we somehow quenched the Holy Spirit? Is there a reason why he's not moving in our midst like he did in the times past? If Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, if God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, then it's not him, it's us. And so I really began asking, did we quench the Spirit, and did I quench the Spirit? And I repented to the Lord if there is any way that I quench the Spirit, because really, we need to let the Holy Spirit have freedom to do what he wants to do. So I looked up the word quench. Quench means to put out or extinguish, to put out the light or fire of, to quench glowing coals with water, to cool something such as heated metal suddenly by immersion, as in oil or water, to cause to lose heat or warmth. And I began to think, Lord, have we somehow cooled off? Have we somehow put out the fire? Have we somehow put out the light? Is there a reason that we're not burning brighter? When you read in Acts chapter 19, when Paul preached and he preached the gospel for 2 years in Asia, and it says that all of Asia heard the gospel. It was by the power of the Holy Spirit that that happened. And I think that we're going to come into an age as the church here and around the world that we're going to see that the Holy Spirit is going to move in a great way, and He's going to move here in a great way in our church. But we can't quench the Holy Spirit. We have to let Him move. We can't cool down. We can't put the fire out. Another meaning of it is to bring something to an end, typically by satisfying, dampening, cooling, or decreasing. To relieve or satisfy with liquid, satisfy one's thirst by drinking. Has we satisfied our thirst for the Holy Spirit? Or are we going to continue drinking? Don't quench the Holy Spirit. Don't stop thirsting for the Holy Spirit. Don't stop drinking of the Spirit. The Bible in Ephesians chapter 5 says to be being filled with the Holy Spirit. It's a continual process. Holy Spirit, I thank You that You fill us up here tonight. I thank You that You use us. I thank You that Your gifts that You've given out to us will be put on display here tonight in Jesus' mighty name. So sometimes we quench the Spirit whenever we suppress or we legislate against the work of imparting spiritual gifts and ministering to the church through them. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 7 says this, "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all." So who gets the manifestation of the Spirit? Everyone. Each one. "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all." Each one of us should have a manifestation of the Spirit. Each one of us should have the Holy Spirit using us. Using us in the gifts that God has given us. Are you in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12? Actually, back in 1 Corinthians or 1 Thessalonians 5, it says in verse 20, "Do not despise prophecies. Test all things, hold fast to what is good, abstain from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace Himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus." Now 1 Corinthians 14, verse 26 says this, "How is it then, brethren?" He's talking to the church. He's talking to the brethren. He's talking to the brothers and sisters in the Lord, the church, you and me. "How is it then, brethren, whenever you come together, each of you has a psalm." Who has a psalm? Each of you. He's talking to the church. Each of you has a psalm, has a teaching, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Let all things be done for edification. That means that each of you tonight here has something. You might not know it because you might be stuck up in your head. But if you'll reach down into your heart and into your spirit, you'll find that God has put something in there in you tonight for the congregation. So I know we don't always do this, but I actually want to open this up to let the Lord move however He wants to move. If things get out of hand, don't worry, I'll be here. If anything's unscriptural, I'll be here. And that's the job of the pastor, to look over, make sure nothing crazy or weird, unusual happens. But if the Lord is leading you to do something tonight, then let Him lead you. I know that you're probably wondering, what's he talking about? This isn't how we normally do things. I know. This is not how we normally do things. I know. But I think this is how the Lord wants to do things. Because he wrote it. He wrote it here to the church. How is it then, brethren, whenever you come together, that means every time that you come together, each one of you has a psalm or a song, has a teaching, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Let all things be done for edification. Verse 27, if anyone speaks in a tongue, let there be two, or at the most three, each in turn, and let one interpret. It was normal. He was writing to the church. It was normal that they had tongues with the interpretation of tongues. It was normal. It was expected that when they came together as the body, as the believers, that the Holy Spirit was going to move and the gifts of the Spirit were going to take place. It was just, that's what was supposed to happen. And it's not any different today. We're not in a day where we can just fill the movement of the Holy Spirit with trendy stuff, where we can do a light show, a fog machine, where we can have a really witty message and 3 points to this and have no movement of the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit to move. Holy Spirit, we need you to move. I ask that you would give, that you would distribute the gifts that you've given to us tonight, for the manifestation is given to each one of us for the benefit of all. Lord, I thank you that you inspire, that you lead, that you guide. Holy Spirit, that you lead us and guide us into all truth, that you would put in our hearts what you would have us do tonight. In 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4, it says, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but is the same God who works in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills. He distributes these gifts to each one of us as He wills. And there's a gift inside of you. There's a gift in you. And God wants to use you. If you're here tonight and you don't speak in tongues, that's okay, but God wants you to speak in tongues. God wants to fill you with His Holy Spirit. You got saved, right? Everyone here is a believer, right? How did you receive salvation? By faith. You believed in Jesus. You confessed with your mouth. You receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit the same way. You believe in it. You believe in Jesus, that He's the baptizer of the Holy Ghost. And you have to, first of all, hope for something. Faith is not hope, but hope is the desire of something, and you can't have faith for something if you don't desire it. You might be here tonight, and you might want to pray in tongues. Tonight might be your night. I believe it is your night, but it's really up to you if it's your night. You can pray in tongues tonight if you've never prayed in tongues before, if you want to. Amen? Andy, why don't you come up here real quick? I want you to tell everyone how it is that you started praying in tongues. Would you go ahead?
So the first time I actually started praying in tongues was when we went down to Tampa, Florida for the healing school for 2 weeks. And I didn't even go there with the expectation of like, okay, I'm going to start speaking in tongues. And the first day, Pastor PJ that was there, he asked, he's like, okay, if any of you do not speak in tongues, you know, this is your time, this is your moment to do it, just as Pastor Jeremiah just offered. And I think I was the only one that raised my hand at first. And at first, that head knowledge comes into my mind, and I say, okay, that's kind of nerve-wracking. You're the only one. You could be the only one right now that's going to go up there, and you have no idea what you're about to get into. And so so that's what I did. I just went up there, and he said, okay, just thank the Lord. Just say, thank you, Jesus, and just keep repeating that. So that's what I did. I was like, thank you, Jesus. And I'm like, you know how if you contort your face a little bit, it really makes you feel like you're trying harder. And that's what's really going to get you to speak in tongues, because you start grunting. So I'm doing that, and it's just not working. And so, you know, he's coming by, and like, you know, everyone gets it differently. But for me and Pastor PJ, you know, he's working with the Spirit. He's coming over, and he's hitting my chest and hitting my stomach. And I don't know if that was just distracting me from my head, because I would sit there and like, you know, do that grunt thing. And then... And then he would do that, and it would distract me, because I'd be like, what was that? And then like it helped break my mind from working. And so eventually, like, I'm still saying, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. He comes back, and he's like, okay, open your eyes. And I just, like, open my eyes, and I'm, like, thinking, okay, that's it. And he just looks at me, and he's like, you have it. The Holy Spirit lives in you. You just have to make the action. You have to move your tongue. It's a muscle, just like you do waking up in the morning, just like you do eating cereal, doing whatever you do. You have to move your body. And so he's like, this is up to you now. He's like, I'm just walking away. And he just walked away. And so I was just like, so I don't say thank you, Jesus, anymore. And so, but the words came to my mind of just Nana. And like, you know, what am I, a two-year-old? No, I'm... you know, 20-something. And so, but it kept coming back. And it was just like, this is the weirdest thing. Why does that keep coming back to my mind? And so that's all I did. I just said, Nana. And then from there, that broke your mental block. And it really allowed, just, even though it was like something so small, that's all the Holy Spirit needs, is something that small to allow to work into your heart. And that just like, boom, went right down to my stomach. And I was just overflowed.
Speak it out. Pray in tongues right now. Right there. That's the anointing. That's the anointing right there.
Koryana sana makula. Jesus. It's literally that beautiful. And it's not like... It wasn't fake. And like even after that, I went to go get a haircut. Like, that's what you do when you get filled with the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues, you go get a haircut. But there's just this overwhelming bubbliness. I couldn't stop talking. I couldn't be like heavy hearted. I couldn't be heavy burdened. I couldn't be anything like that. But it's really just a decision that you guys have to make. If you're getting those weird words, if you're hearing that and you're like, my head's kind of making sense of it, but it really doesn't make any sense at all, you know, that's the Holy Spirit prompting you to do something about it. But ultimately, it's going to be up to you. And I can only encourage you. You don't have to come up. Pastor doesn't have to come up and start hitting you in the face or doing something like, I mean, maybe it does. I don't know. But the Holy Spirit's here. He's moving. And that's literally all you have to do. Your muscle literally can turn, or your tongue can turn to ship. It can direct you. It can open up that whole another realm. Amen. To allow the Holy Spirit into you.
Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God. Fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Those of you that go soul winning, you know, we tell you, when you go out and you share the gospel, remind yourself, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of sound mind. And it's true for when you go soul winning. But he's talking about here, therefore I remind you to stir up the gift, fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of hands. And then he says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. There's a gift in you, but fear will try and stop you from using that gift. You have to stir up. You have to fan in the flame. What is that gift on the inside of you? Use that gift. Let the Lord use you to be a blessing. What is that gift? It's the same Holy Ghost that fills you, that came into your heart when you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You have to do what Brother Fulman, what Brother Andy said, is just you just make up in your mind, you just start speaking it out. The words will come into your heart, into your spirit, in your belly, and then you just speak it out. Now I'm going to show you from the scripture. This is what happened. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Acts chapter 10. Peter's gone over to Cornelius' house, and he's preaching a sermon to them. He's talking to them about Jesus. And it says in verse 44, while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word, and those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then Peter answered, can anyone forbid that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit as we have? They received the Holy Spirit during the preaching of the word. In Acts chapter 19, and it happened while Apollos was in Corinth, that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus, and finding some disciples, he said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? Let me ask you the same question. Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? So they said to him, we have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit. And he said to them, into what then were you baptized? So they said, into John's baptism. Then Paul said, John indeed baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who came after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, and Paul had laid hands on them. And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied, and the men were about 12 in all. It's up to you to speak in tongues. The Holy Spirit will not make you. God will not make you. Man will not make you. But you can receive it right now. The same way that you received your salvation, you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and you speak in tongues. Your mind will tell you to stop. Your mind will tell you you're crazy. Your mind will tell you to shut up. But in your belly and in your heart, you know that God is giving you something. He's giving it to you, Allison, but you have to be faithful now. You have to be obedient and you have to speak it out. You have to speak it out. You have to speak it out. Brandy, is that you speaking it out? Just speak it out. The Holy Spirit's the one that gives you the words. He puts it in there, and then you have to be faithful to speak it out. And when you do, be bold. Just begin to speak it out. He starts giving you a couple syllables, and you just speak it out. You speak it out. You speak it out. Speak it out. Ku rabakasiando rabakasianda. Ku ramakasianda rabasianda. Speak it out. Ku rabakasianda rabasianda. God wants you to be filled with His Spirit. That's why He gave the church the gift. It's a gift that He gives you. He wants you to speak it out. He wants you to be filled. Be filled in Jesus' name. Be filled in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Amplified in verse 27 of 1 Corinthians 12 says, now you collectively are Christ's body, and individually you are members of it. each part severally and distinct, each with his own place and function. So God has appointed some in the church for his own use. Notice that. Each of you are members individually of Christ's body with a distinct function. Each of you have your own place and your own function. It's up to you to figure out, what is my function? Jesus, what is my function? What is the gift that you've put in me? If we go back up, in those first several verses, he listed all those different gifts of the Spirit. And there's a gift on the inside of you. But it's up to you to seek God and to begin to use it. I think that tonight the Lord is going to use you. That there's someone here with a word of wisdom or a word of knowledge. That the Lord would use you to have a prophecy. Ask him for it. Ask him to use you. The Bible says in verse 31 here, but earnestly desire and zealously cultivate the greatest and best gifts. So desire them, cultivate them, use them. So God, in verse 28, so God has appointed in some in the church for his own use, first apostles, special messengers, second prophets, inspired preachers and expounders, third teachers, then wonder workers, those with ability to heal the sick, helpers, administrators, speakers in different unknown tongues. The Lord Jesus himself put these different people in the church, in the body of Christ. You know, we look at the gifts, the fivefold ministry, and we're like, well, I'm not an apostle, or I'm not a prophet, or I'm not a teacher. Well, you might be a wonder worker. You might be those with the ability to heal the sick. You might be a helper. You might be an administrator. You might speak in a different tongue. Verse 29, are all apostles, special messengers, are all prophets, inspired interpreters of the will and purposes of God? Are all teachers? Do all have the power of performing miracles? Do all possess extraordinary powers of healing? Do all speak with tongues, or do all interpret? I don't know what your gift is, but it's up to you to find out and to be used by it. But I know that it was expected in the early church. It was expected that the church come together and that they be used in their gifting. What is your gifting? What is it that God has given you? Did you come tonight? Does God have a word for you to share with the church tonight? Does God want you to share a testimony? Has God given you a revelation? What has God given you tonight? Has God put a song in your heart? These were all things that took place in the early church, and I know that for so many churches, and for so long, even in our church, it's like we don't necessarily give the Holy Spirit free rein to move. But tonight, Holy Spirit, you have free rein to move. So I want to ask, is there someone here that God has given you something for the church tonight? Remember 2 Timothy 1. He says in verse 6, therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God. That gift on the inside of you, you have to stir it up. You have to fan it into the flame. God has put it in there. He has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Fear wants to stop you from being used in the body. Fear wants to stop you from being a blessing to others. Fear wants to stop you from praying in tongues. Fear wants to stop you from praying for the sick. But God wants to use you tonight. So follow the Holy Spirit. Let him lead you. Let him guide you.
So I can see Jesus here. Jesus is here. So I have a question for you. What would you do if Jesus was right here with you? Because he is. He's moving amongst you. What are you doing? I guess there's a question. What are you doing with the power that I've given you? So if he were to be here right now next to you, if I were to be, the Lord were to be next to you right now, what would you tell him? How would you react? So don't be afraid. and let him touch you. There's people here that still the Lord wants to work with them and heal them, and just touch them, and they're holding back. The Lord wants a church that is not afraid of receiving from him, because this is his home. So he's moving around. I can see him moving around. So let him touch you. Forget about the time and what you have to do tomorrow, because he's here today.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. Jesus, we thank you. Jesus, we thank you for your precious Holy Spirit. For going to the cross for us. For taking our place. Thank you for taking my place. Suffering so that I didn't have to. Suffering for us so that we didn't have to. Jesus, we thank you that through your suffering we receive freedom, that we can rejoice and be glad for what you've done for us, for sending us your Holy Spirit so that you can dwell in us and that you can live in us and we can live in you. And that we can have fellowship with you, that we can know you, that we can know your presence, that you can move in our midst. Jesus, we thank you. We give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. You're so worthy, Lord. We thank you for touching hearts here tonight. We thank you for your healing virtue and your healing strength and power. I thank you, Lord, that you're going to continue to grow what you've begun here tonight. We give you freedom to move here in our church. We're hungry for you, Lord. So stir us up. Lord, I pray that you would stir each and every single one of us up to press in for your gifts, to press in for what you've given us. In Jesus' mighty name, that this congregation, that we would stir ourselves up, that we would fan into flame the gifts that you've given us. For you have not given us a spirit of fear, but that of power, love, and a sound mind. We thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening to this message from the River Church. We hope you stay connected with us online at riverrochester.com.